My Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, do you have it?
Do you have
everlasting life?
Yeah.
Do you have Jesus down on the inside?
Yeah.
Did he wake you up this morning?
Yeah.
Started you on your way.
Yeah.
Gave you a new heart, a new mind, a new direction.
Yeah.
My Lord, I tell you, I am overwhelmed. I'm just about wiped out right now. From power hour to praise and worship, the prayer, the fellowship with the saints. Y'all may just have to pray for me. It's nothing. Thank you. It's nothing like being in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. It's nothing like knowing that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Yes.
I'm no longer bound. I'm free in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 107:2 say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Yes.
Whom he have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Anybody been redeemed in the house? Forgiven, you're on your way to heaven, and you know it down in your sanctified heart. What a blessing it is to know Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank God for all the saints praying for Sandy and I as we got on our way, driving across country. We wanted to, we thought about flying, but it was so expensive on the last, on the spur of the moment. They have, airlines have no mercy.
No.
Oh, we got a situation. They say, yeah, we do too. We need that money. But the Lord bless us to have good fellowship. And I know the saints were praying for us. And guess what? We got back on last Wednesday. That Thursday, Brother Joe, Interstate 40, it was a bus accident with some cars and people got killed on that same highway that we were on. The Greyhound bus, yes. But thanks be unto God who gives us the victory. You know, it's just a blessing. This morning, Power Hour, talking about when God created the heaven and earth. And all of us that were sitting here said, wow. It's so deep. It's over our head. But I've learned that what I cannot comprehend, I apprehend by faith.
Amen.
God said in the beginning, he created the heavens and the earth. Thank you, Lord. The universe is still growing, you know. Thinking about the love of God, thinking about how good God is. Subject today is the love of Christ beyond comprehension. The love of Christ beyond comprehension. I looked at the definition for comprehend, and it's to grasp the nature, significance, or meaning of something. The love of Christ beyond comprehension. The Greek word for that is katalambano, means to lay hold of something. We need to lay hold of the love of Christ.
Amen.
To the best of our ability to understand how much he loves us. Have anybody in here ever thought about how much, or never yet, why Jesus loves you? You ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about how much God loves you? You know, we're walking in the love of Christ. We're able to sit here in heavenly places because the love of Christ. We've heard testimonies today because of the love of Christ. So that's what we want to talk about. The love of Christ is beyond comprehension. You know, when I first the Lord kind of laid this on my heart, and we're going to be looking at Ephesians chapter 3, starting at verse 14. When the Lord first laid it on my heart, the thought that came in my mind was comprehending, Sister Teresa, the love of Jesus. And as I began to read and to look deeper and deeper, I say, I can't comprehend it, but I can try to attain to it. Oh, how much he loves us. The children used to sing this song, I don't know why Jesus loved me. And I don't know why he cares. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. But I'm so glad that he did. Anybody glad that Jesus gave his life that we might live? Praise God, he's living now because of what he has done for us. He looked way beyond eternity and saw us, each one of us, name by name. What a blessing it is. And so, you know, I thank God for the evangelistic support team as we went out on yesterday into the community and we began to knock on doors and Brother James, he called it the marijuana apartment. I don't know why we didn't smell it yesterday, but that's where we were. We were knocking on doors. And I tell you, we live in a time where there's so many people, they don't have a mind to even think about God. People don't have a mind to think about even going to church. Just people are just living from day to day. But we're told in Scripture to go out into the highways and the hedges and compel the people to come into the house of the Lord. You know, and I thank God for all those who couldn't make it but were praying for us as we went. Brother Ben was ministering to a lady. He had a ghost of willing. There was a lady at the door, and Ben began to ask her questions about eternity and Jesus. And the lady began to answer and respond. And then all of a sudden, a male voice I heard, because I was at a different door. And the voice said, nobody's here going to be converted to Christianity today. Wow. Is that right, Ben? And Ben said, well, all right, well, God bless you. You all have a good day. Went on about our business. You know, one of the scriptures I want to look at before we get into our passage is St. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It took on a new meaning for me yesterday. Gary and I knocked on the door, and a gentleman, kind of young man, looked like probably in his late 20s, early 30s, kind of robust kind of guy, goatee. I mean, looked like he had it all together. And he won't know what we want. Oh, we're just here to tell you that Jesus loves you. Here to let you know that there's a church right over there by the winery. There's things that's going on there. And so since I knew it was getting sports time, and football season is back, and baseball season winding down to the playoffs and all that, I asked him, sir, have you ever noticed that the Super Bowl game or some of these other venues where you see St. John 3:16? He said, oh yeah, I seen that. I said, you know what it means? He said, no. He said, I think it got something to do with the Bible. I'm serious. And I shared with him, I say, it says, for God so loved the world. And I finished that scripture out. And do you know, he began to, is that right, Gary? He began to listen. Because we asked him the question that Brother Chucky came up with. What has been your experience with Christianity? He's like, nothing. Have no good, bad, or nowhere in between. But the man became receptive just by reading the word to him and sharing the love of Jesus with him. So the love of Christ beyond comprehension. And God has called us, the saints of God, to go out and share the love of Jesus with those who the enemy have blinded their eyes and unstopped their ears. And so 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, as I kind of make my way, set the stage for Ephesians that we want to look at. John the Beloved, he says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called children of God. Is there any children of God in the house?
Amen.
Come on. Where you at? No. That we should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Wow. His love is beyond comprehension.
Yes.
You know, in Ephesians chapter 3, and if we looked at verse 1 and kind of went down through there, Paul, who was called to be an apostle to the Gentiles, those who were non-Jewish, and he began to explain this mystery to them, how God in his infinite wisdom and in his love engrafted Gentiles into the kingdom of God, and it has always been his plan. So no longer were people just looking at some Jewish religion. God was showing by his Spirit and through Jesus Christ, who gave his life, that God has a plan for everyone on the planet. And so he was sharing with the people this great mystery. He was saying, I think around the 5th or 6th verse, he said, I count myself as the least of the saints. He says, I don't deserve nothing. I persecuted the church. I was out there on the fringe, but Jesus turned my life around. So he, in this letter to the Ephesians, he's locked down. He's incarcerated, but he was a prisoner of Jesus Christ. And what a blessing it is to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yeah. And so as he began to share with them this great mystery, oh, of how much Jesus loves us. You know, that's a comforting word because people don't always hear love. There are people in our society, they don't even know what love is. You know, we go to the prisons. People need to hear a word of love. We go to the family shelter like today and this evening and the homeless parks, and somebody need to hear that Jesus loves them. In spite of whatever they've gone through, whatever they've done, there's a God who sits high and looks low. And with his arms outstretched, he said, come unto me. All you who are laboring and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Now that's love. You know, you mean to tell me that this man hung on the cross, shed his blood, died for me? When some folks don't even recognize and know that I even exist, there's this man, Jesus, who loves me that much. Say, wow, that's beyond comprehension.
Amen.
But that's the God whom we serve.
Yes. Yes.
And so in verse 14, as Paul is writing this letter to the church of Ephesus, which is a Gentile congregation, he's sharing the love of God with them and their position in Christ. See, it's good for us as saints of God to know our place, our position in Christ. We need to know that we're somebody in Christ. We need to know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Amen.
We need to know that coming to church is not just coming to some social club. We need to know that we come to this house on this day of the week to worship God. To give him glory for who he is and what he's done and what he's doing and what he's promised us he's going to do. It's time for people to understand how great our God is.
Amen.
How awesome he is. It's beyond comprehension. But just like in Genesis 1 this morning in the power hour lesson, where so many things was like, wow, God, stars are still being born and you spoke. You know, we didn't even talk about the sun this morning being created. That's next week. But God said, let there be light, and there was light. What an awesome God we serve, see. And I looked at the parallel, and I didn't think about it till this morning. Here in the Old Testament, Genesis, we're talking about God's creation. And here in the New Testament, Ephesians, we're talking about the love of Christ. That's beyond comprehension. The same God. He hasn't changed. He's always the same. He never will change. And he's all about love. And I thank God I'm loved by Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So look, let me get to a scripture here. As he laid out this mystery to them, let the church know how important they are to God. You know, how they have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, how the Holy Spirit have come into their life, and now he's speaking to them, guiding them, leading them into all truth and righteousness. Anybody remember when you first gave your life to Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the joy?
Yes.
Do you remember the exuberance, the excitement? Do you remember you had to tell somebody,
mm-hmm,
what has happened to you? Whether they believed it or not, you knew in your heart that something had changed.
Amen.
You know, I don't never want to lose my excitement, Brother Jeremiah, zeal for God.
Amen.
Thinking about the dark places where I've been, and he brought me into this marvelous life. God, I say thank you. See, so in this passage, in verse 14, he says, for this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Watch this. As he's saying that, he said, I'm going to pray. This is a prayer. You know, I'm so glad that somebody prayed for me. How about you?
Amen.
Had me on their mind. They took the time and prayed for me. And they didn't have a doubt that God would bring me out. I'm so glad somebody prayed for me. So he said, for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Do you know we belong to the family of God?
Amen.
We have a family structure. God is our Father.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, he's my friend, he's my Lord, he's my Savior.
Yes.
From whom all the whole family of heaven and earth is named. That means those that have already gone on the other side, those who are living in Christ today, who are receiving Jesus Christ as Lord today, and those who will be born again down the road, all belong to the family of God. I'm so glad I have a big, see, in my natural family, it was only three kids growing up. Oh, but I have a family now that stretches across the globe. Praise the Lord.
Yes,
and I don't care where I find myself, but I say, hallelujah. Somebody in deep door Kenya may say, hallelujah. Because I have family down there.
Amen.
Because of who Jesus is. Thank God for the encouragement of God's word to his people. Have you ever been in a place where you needed a word from God? Where friends, what they saying ain't working? What mom and dad is what they saying not working? But then you get a word from the Lord. And you start singing that song, God, just what I wanted from the Lord. He's the only one that can heal a sin-sick soul. He's the only one that can make us ever with hope. Verse 16 says, and so now, watch this, the apostle, in this, he's praying, you know, listen, let's pray for each other. Let's pray God's blessings over one another. He said that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Do you know that God is rich in houses and land, and he holds this whole world in the palm of his hand? And we're praying that over one another. He said, to be strengthened. Here's what Paul's prayer was for the church of Ephesus, and it's what our prayer is for one another and for the church of Three Peace today. He said that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened. Anybody need some strength?
Amen.
Back in Oklahoma, they say strength. Well, maybe Georgia too. But talking about some strength. Sometimes you need some strength. Strength, strength, strength. He said, to be strengthened with might, watch this, through his spirit in the inner man. You know there's somebody inside of this body, this shell here.
That's right.
Have you ever got to a point where, I don't know, sometimes I just, you know, I guess bored when I was a kid, just, you know, but you know, you close your eyes and you just kind of squint them the way you can barely see out. Somebody's in there looking out.
That's right.
And he said that we would be strengthened in the inner man. Because things will happen to the outer man that will hurt, that will knock us down, will take us for a loop. But he said, I want you to be strengthened in the inner man.
Yes.
And the inner man is who cries out to God.
Yes.
The inner man is who stands on the word of God. The inner man is who rejoices in God our Savior, who comes to the Lord and say, God, I don't know what to do, but I know that you do, and I'm trusting you.
That's right.
He wants to be strengthened in the inner man.
Yes.
Though this outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. This old building keep on leaning. One of these days, I got to move to a new home.
Yes.
I'm going to leave this right on down here. I'm going on to my home in glory. He said, why? Why do he want us to be strengthened in the inner man? That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. That Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith. Through belief and trust in God. He says that you being rooted and grounded in love. We need to be like that tree that's planted by the rivers of water, where the roots go down real deep and the wind come and the storm come and the tree keep on standing. God wants us to be rooted and grounded in love. We asked the question on Thursday night, what did that love look like? It's an action word, and it causes us to reach out to those that are in need. It causes us to reach out to one another with the love of Jesus. Unconditional. Love and not expecting nothing in return. He says, he wants to be rooted and grounded in love. Watch this. Here's where the text comes from. Why? That we may be able to understand. That we may be able to grab hold with all the saints. What is the width?
Yes.
How wide is the love of God?
Yeah.
Out there on that Interstate 40, you can look way on both sides and all you see is mountains or hills and cliffs and this other way, nothing but green pastures. But how wide is the love of God? Oh God. And not only how wide, but he says, and the length of his love. You know, God will go to the end of the earth, proverbially, for us. There's nothing that he won't do for his creation, for his people. And see, the word of God here wants us to grab hold of that. Because sometime in the midst of it all, we'll lose that.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever felt like you're out here all by yourself?
Yeah.
Nobody care. Nobody know what you're going through. Always remember, Jesus loves you.
That's right.
Wide as you can think. As far as you can see. It says that we may be able to comprehend with all the saints. We are the saints of God. Amen. If you're a saint of God, say amen.
Amen. Amen.
That we may be able with all the saints, what is the width and the length and the depth. No matter how deep. Do you believe there's folks in our U.S. Navy that's on submarines now? There's hundreds and hundreds of feet under the water. And I imagine somebody saying, God help us.
Yeah.
God bless us. God help us to surface again. You see, no matter how deep you go, wherever that depth is, whether it's in spirit or in real life, he's there. His love is incomprehensible. The height. One of the astronauts, they tell me, got saved when he got on the moon. He looked back at that little blueberry. And he said, God, you're God all by yourself.
That's right.
And the only way we're going to get back down there, God, is if you do it.
That's right.
This little capsule running around and the engine's full of light and we're supposed to get out of this gravitational pull. And say, God, if you don't do it. I don't know if it was Armstrong or one of them gave their life to Jesus on the moon. We don't have to go to the moon to have a relationship with Jesus.
That's right.
Verse 19, he said, and all of this is to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. God wants to be filled with all the fullness of who he is, whether we're young, old, or somewhere in between, to know, to comprehend that Jesus loves you so much. It will fight depression. Mm-hmm. It'll fight high blood pressure. You know, the love of Jesus, knowing that he's with us, will cure any situation. Because we can rest in the Lord. And Paul goes on to say, now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly. Oh God, have God ever just blessed your socks off?
Amen.
Have you ever got a blessing that you wasn't even looking for?
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. Say, who did it? He did it. Jesus, the miracle man.
Amen.
But it looked like all hope was gone. God said, no, that's just right for me.
Yes.
Come on up a little higher. I got a blessing for you. Blessings untold. He said, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Above all that we can ask or think. Think about all the stuff we've asked God for. Think about all the stuff we've thought about. Then he said, I can do way above all of that you think. All of that you're standing in the need of. He said, according to the power that works in us. What is the power that works in us? The Spirit of the living God.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. He'll show up in powerful, strong ways, but he'll show up in subtle ways. Have you ever sit there and begin to think about the goodness of Jesus? And all of a sudden, tears begin to flow down your face.
Amen.
He's working on the inside. And it's showing up on the outside. How great his love is. for us. He says, to him be glory in the church.
Yeah.
Why do we come in here rejoicing? Yeah. Why is the tambourines ringing? Why is the music turned up loud? Why is the hands going up? Because we're rejoicing in the Lord.
Yeah.
Who's worthy to be praised.
Amen.
Oh, and men would just praise the Lord for his goodness.
Yeah.
And for his wonderful works for the children of men. And we can get our head around his love. To him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ. To all generations forever and ever. Amen. Praise God. And so in Ephesians chapter 2, here's another, watch this passage. Talking about trying to comprehend that love of Christ. He said, but God, this is Ephesians 2, verse 4 and 5. But God, who is rich in mercy. How many believe he's rich?
Amen.
And I ain't talking about stuff now, I'm talking about mercy. Anybody standing in need of mercy. David said, eat surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David, I'm with you. That's my testimony as well. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Anybody operating in the salvation that only come by grace?
Amen.
Through faith? Praise the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. He said in Romans 8, chapter 37, verse through 39, yet in all things, somebody need to hear this today. Yet in all things we are more than conquerors. Through him who loved us, we're more than conquerors. We are not defeated. I don't care what your circumstance look like. It's not over till God says it's over.
That's right.
We can hold our head up high because our Father, we're talking and calling upon his name, and he's going to work out for us. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. He said, I've been young, but now old. I haven't seen it because God will do what he said he's going to do. He said, yet in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And he raised up Romans 8, 37 through 39. He said, for I am persuaded. Anybody persuaded to that? See, if you're in Christ, you need to be sold out, going to hold out for Jesus. He said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present or things to come. Talking about situations that we face in life. Nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Tell me what can separate us from the love of God. So there's many folks in Scripture who would be able to identify with this fact of the love of Christ is beyond comprehension. Just real quick, I'm reminded of a woman that Jesus, they brought to Jesus, who was caught in the very act of adultery.
Yes.
And they wanted to have the woman stoned so they could get to Jesus. But Jesus, when he got through with them, he asked the lady, where are your accusers?
Yeah.
Where the law say you should have been stoned. The law say you should be dead and ready to be buried. Jesus say, I want you to live. And see the salvation of the Lord. I can imagine in her mind, she was saying, I can't comprehend it, can't figure it out, but this man Jesus saved my life. If anybody's life is saved by Jesus. So many instances in the Bible where blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, was sitting on the roadside begging. He was blind. And he heard Jesus was coming by. And he cried out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus gave him his sight back. I can imagine he said, I can't comprehend it, but all I know is I once was blind, but now I see.
Amen.
One more. Just let me leave you with this one. Can you imagine the thief on the cross?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the one who came to himself. I'm not talking about the one who went to his grave still wagging his tongue at Jesus. But the one on the other side.
Yeah.
Got a little lot, right? The other side. Who said, Father, are guilty for what we have done. But I recognize that you haven't done anything. And he said, Father, when you come into your kingdom, remember me.
Yes.
The Bible tells me that Jesus stopped dying.
Yeah.
And he looked over to him and he said, this day, not tomorrow and not next week, but this day you will be with me in paradise. Yeah. Yeah. Like your master man, you come out and love me. God leaves my body, changes in my body, and I don't know what to do, but now I know that I open up my eyes and I see Jesus. I see the glory of God. He's the same God. He hasn't changed. If you're in this house today and you need a new glimpse of Jesus, you're in the right place. He's real. He's intimate with us. He cares about us.
Yes.
He will turn your dark days into bright tomorrow.
Yes.
He'll lift the hung down head. He'll give you new hope. New dream, new vision, new determination. He'll put running in your feet, clapping in your hands, praises on your lips. That's the God we serve. I'm not talking about what I heard. I'm talking about what I know. Because I was lost and I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me. Now saved am I, saved am I, delivered am I because of who he is.
Hallelujah.
Beyond comprehension, but you know what? Grab hold of what you can. See, I may never understand it all, but I tell you what, I know Jesus died for me.
Amen.
I tell you what, he's washed my sins away.
Yes.
See, this is the conversation we need to have with ourselves. We need to get it down in our spirit. For God I'll live, for God I'll die. Swim, sink, or drown, I'm on the Lord's side.
Amen.
He said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you always, even until the end of the age. Church, we live in times where it's time for us to get a grip on God. To hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Yes.
We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but we know who holds tomorrow.
Amen.
And I'm out of the business of looking for a temporary blessing. Oh, I need a job. Oh, I need this. Oh, God, I need you.
Yeah.
And I need you alone.
Amen.
God, show me who I am, that I'll be able to see who you are. That I'll be able to live the balance of my days, Lord God, for you. Forgive me of my sins.
Amen.
Send me on my way with joy. That's the God we serve.
Amen. Amen.
Let's give God praise. Amen. Is there anybody in the house today who want to just give your life to Jesus?
Okay.
We have to stretch it out there. This is nothing to be ashamed about. If you have a relationship with the Lord and it's got a little stem, I heard a preacher, I think it was Bishop Patterson, say one time, him and his wife was riding in the car. And his wife say, you know, when we first got married, we were so close driving in the car, people couldn't tell if it was one person or two in the car. Say, we were so close, they used to call it romance. You have to put it in gear with your left hand because she's sitting so close, you know. And she said, so now you are on the driver's door. I'm on the passenger door. And he said, well, guess who moved? He said, the steering wheel's still the same. So sometimes we have moved away from God. And God said, come on back over here and get close to me. I want to romance you. I want to hug you. I want to whisper sweet nothings in your ear. Some of y'all know what that means. Women call them sweet nothings and men call them sweet somethings, right? But if you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, just lift up your hand. If you're in this room, you need a closer walk with Jesus. I just want to pray for you. Don't leave this place and having an opportunity to say, God, here I am.
as an empty pitcher before a full flowing fountain. God, I want you to fill me up. Fill me again. Touch me again. God, allow me to put the ugly face on to where I get to thinking about how great you are and how desperately I need you. I need you. My family needs you. Community, our world needs you, God. Use me as a change. Are you in the house today? It's our prayer for a closer walk with the Lord. Amen. Let's just pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for your word today. We thank you, Lord God, that your love is incomprehensible, but God, what we do comprehend, we hold on to. You're just so much greater than whatever we can see, think, or imagine. And God, we thank you. God, I personally thank you for saving me.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for preparing a place for me. Thank you for letting me know that you're my healer, you're my deliverer, you're my peace. God, I say thank you. So, Father, as we just pray right now for the hands of his reins, and Father, we pray for the hands of his reins, Lord, that every need that's in this room will be met, that someone will experience the love of Jesus like never before, someone will quit striving and quit trying so hard to do everything in the natural and give it all to you, and then you will show us what to do and how to do it. For the expected end. So, Father, we just trust you and thank you and praise you for this day. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.